welcome to episode 360 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Well, that escalated quickly because you never really told anybody what you were going at.
I said I was going at 6 minutes, but probably what happened, and that doesn't mean anything to you guys. You didn't miss 6 minutes or anything. But probably what happened is this is the best my voice has been in about 6 days. So you probably didn't hear it because I probably cut out.
I sure didn't hear it. You fucked me all up with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I rebounded. I came back, bounced back.
I have had a cup of Theraflu. I've had 2 cups of throat coat tea this morning. I'm medicated. Mm. I'm going to do my best to make it through this.
I wish I was medicated.
With some sort of a voice. So I do apologize. I don't know what the hell I have. The doctor said it was a virus, which is very, very general. So I do have meds. They don't appear to be working. This could be the end of the end for me. I'd really like to make it to 365 so that we had a year's worth of shows if I do go out, you know?
I prefer that too. Yeah. I prefer you don't go out just because I don't want to have to run the show.
Well, you have producer Gerald. He's in the house. You got him.
I do. We do have producer Gerald. I don't think Gerald wants to run the show either.
I mean, I think that's what he does. I think it's time to shit or get off the pot, as they say.
Not up or shut up. Is that that's the Zombieland version of it, the Woody Harrelson version of it?
Or if you're in public, put up or shut up, which doesn't rhyme.
Quit talking, start walking.
It kind of does.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, your mouth is writing checks your ass can't cash.
Yep, all that good stuff.
That's my favorite. I just think of like a ass trying to cash a check.
Yeah, that is such a playground insult though. It like holds no water in the real world.
You don't hear grown-ups throwing that at anybody?
No.
Cause you've got to update it, so we've got to get like Venmo or
yeah, well for one thing, no one knows what a check is.
Right. Like your mouth is sending Venmo that your ass can't send.
You know, like these idiots who scratch up their fucking iPhones because they stick it in the cassette player in the car thinking it's a dock.
That's pretty good. I haven't seen any of that, but I would watch a video of that.
You haven't? No, that's a real thing, man.
Are they trying to be funny?
I don't think so.
Why are they filming it then?
Not filming, it's just pictures. It's usually just a picture. Oh. Like a Instagram. Why did this dock scratch my... Yeah.
Every time I try to go on Instagram, it's just Insta models everywhere. Yeah, look at that asshole.
Yeah.
Why would that be a dock like that? I appreciate them having 6 presets. God. They have presets all the way across the front of that dash.
Yeah, them good old days, man.
Yeah, you could hit each one twice, so you really have 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, presets up the ass.
That was something going on. Yeah, that was a big thing.
Did you ever have the cassette that went to the that went out and went to your MP3 player or your CD player or whatever?
I did not. No.
You know what I'm talking about though. The cord.
I did. I did not jump on the I did not jump on that bandwagon real quick on the MP3 player bandwagon. When the iPods first came out, it mm-hmm. took me a little bit. And so what I did instead is I got Sirius XM. And I use that instead of CDs or MP3 players.
Would you call yourself an early adopter?
Of Sirius?
Satellite Radio. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You still use it?
I don't. No. No. Look, every Gerald's now and then, I mean, I like adapter. It if I get to listen to it for free, you know? Like, sometimes they give away the free things. So it's set up in my truck. But I don't really use it much anymore. But, I you know, you're talking 12, 13 years ago at this point.
Did you have the thing that like popped out where you could also put it in a player at home?
No, I just used it in my car.
That, you know what I'm talking about? Like the faceplate or whatever would clip off or something. You could put it in a home base.
I do, but I didn't need it for my house because I could just hook speakers up to a computer. Right. Because you could listen to Sirius off the computer at that point, so I did that. But yeah, I was an early adopter of Sirius. Yeah.
You know that. Maybe we talked about this. The record players... They're back in.
I have one.
Like every store had them on sale for Black Friday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, I got one a couple years ago.
What is this? Oh, that's the at home thing.
That's the at home Sirius thing. Yeah, I think it was incredibly expensive at the time. That's the one. what is the one I had? Right there, that one for top left corner. That's the one I had.
With a big dial.
Yes.
Dial. Excuse
and it
me.
mounted in my car.
Like a good car mount myself.
No, that's not the one I had. I'm sorry. That's another home one.
Presets too.
I can't see it. This is awesome. This will play well on the audio. Love it. I know.
Between my coffin and you're describing of a 10-year-old Sirius player.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's what there. No, that okay. That's probably that might be the one.
The riveting radio.
That was not it.
The orange screen looks like an old school walkie.
It does. And who doesn't want one of those though? I don't see mine up there.
It's probably fine.
It probably is. We can stop talking about it now because it's fucking boring.
We'll move on. If this is your first time here, welcome. I don't usually sound like this. We do usually describe something you can't see pretty early on, though. That part's pretty accurate.
Yes.
If you love the show, support us at patreon.com. If you don't love the show, it's weird that you're listening, but welcome. It posts every Monday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on podcast services around the world. We're also on Dash Radio. Check us out over there. We're pretty well everywhere. If you can't find us, some would say you're not looking hard enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what some people, I'm not an asshole, but some people would say that.
Some would say that.
And it's probably not you because you found us because you're listening to me say it.
Right.
But, if you know someone who wasn't able to. So, yeah, support us on Patreon. Don't support us on Patreon. Tell your friends about us. Maybe start lining up a new host in case my voice just totally never comes back.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. We might be taking applications. I'll let you know.
Put it on Indeed.
Maybe.
Monster. Do people use that still?
I don't know if people use Monster. Isn't there another one, though? Isn't there just
Career
like
Builder?
ZipRecruiter?
ZipRecruiter. Yeah, ZipRecruiter is good.
I think that's one people use now.
They'll have an applicant in 24 hours or something.
Yeah.
ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter.com.
Not a sponsor.
No, but hey, ZipRecruiter, if you're listening.
Right. We could do a sponsorship, and maybe I wouldn't sound like this.
We're down.
Maybe I could afford the meds to make this go away if you guys would just pony up a little dough.
Yeah. Without a doubt. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. So because of the illness, I haven't played a ton. I've played and maybe I shouldn't say illness. I think I have a cold. I don't want anyone to think I'm dealing with something I'm not ready to talk about. I think I just have a cold. I realize it sounded way more intense when I said it than I meant for it to.
I have an illness.
Right. There are people who are actually sick out there. I think I just have a cold. But I haven't got to play that much. I played some Rocket League, some Farm Together. We tried to play Anthem. Getting everybody together proved difficult. Hopefully we can actually get everybody in for the first session, like tonight. But that's kind of it.
That's it. Wow. Lean.
Yeah, I've been struggling this week. I feel like hot death.
Yeah. I play a little bit of Rocket League on my own, not with you guys. I finished Fallen Order.
Oh, yeah?
It was good. It was good. Also, some Anthem. Tried some Anthem. You already discussed that. And I started Days Gone.
Oh, they're like starting everything.
Mm-hmm. I started.
How far did you get in Days Gone?
I'm probably about 3 hours in.
What is 3 hour thought?
I feel like most of that 3 hours was a tutorial. there's a lot of cutscenes. Felt very Hideo Kojima-ish, I guess, with all the cutscenes. You'll literally like do something for a minute and a half, and then it goes to a cutscene, and then another minute and a half to do whatever was talked about in that cutscene, and so on and so forth. So I'm still kind of in a tutorial phase, so I'm not really sure. I'm not drawn in yet. I don't mind it. I'm interested to see where it goes. But I'm not drawn in like some games will draw you in right from the beginning. For me, this is not one of those games.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm literally like 9% through after 3.5 hours. It could be more. I guess it could be more. It might be closer to four. Four or five. I don't know. Somewhere around. Because I played for like 3 nights. So, I mean, it's fine. It looks good. It controls like it should. To me right now, there's just nothing outstanding about it. It's just kind of a serviceable game.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, nothing about it so far has like blown me away. But I'm going to keep playing it. You know, it's not a bad game to step into for like an hour, 2 hours here and there. I think it'll be a good game to play before you guys get on and we get into Anthem or Rocket League or whatever. If I ever get to the point where I can say I played again, because I didn't do very well. Well, actually, there was a couple days this week I stayed up late and nobody was on. So, except for the one night.
Yeah, it was a bad night just because, or a bad week just because of how crappy I was feeling.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I was really looking forward to us all playing Anthem, but we just couldn't bring it together. So.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on what you've done so far, which is literally like the first, 40 minutes?
Yeah, I would also describe that game as serviceable.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to work as intended. Nothing has blown me away.
Yep, me either.
Nothing has disappointed me because I have zero expectations. We spent $5 on it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I do think that, it's gonna affect us differently if we get to play together.
I think so too,
without a doubt. I can see that about it from what I've played so far.
I do believe that we all have different
javelins
classes,
mm-hmm,
that we're gonna use. So that may help things be, you know, interesting as we play through.
Yes.
So I'm excited about that. Sorry for the commotion. I had to get a cough drop. You hear that? You hear that?
Let me
get you
that. I can hear it. Yeah, that's,
let me get you some audible.
That sweet, sweet sounds of
crinkly plastic. I want you to hear the whole thing. Let me hear you put it in. You hear that?
And then I watched a lot of TV this week. Not TV. My different streaming services. Mandalorian Episode 5. Started watching Carnival Row on Amazon. Yeah, I've started watching Star Wars Rebels on Disney Plus. Put a bunch of stuff on my watch list. Just kind of went through all my streaming services and put a bunch of watch stuff on my watch list to get to. So,
yeah, I'm watching The Marvelous Miss Maisel season 3 just hit.
You are. I did watch the first episode. You've talked about it before. You've talked about the toys that made us.
Yep, watch it too.
They also have, now they have The Movies That Made Us.
Probably skip that one, but I love the toys. So if it's the same idea, it'll probably be
good. It's the same idea, but I don't have a thing for toys like you do, but I'm all about movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the first episode, I think, was Dirty Dancing, about how that, it just tells the story of how it was made, how it came about, troubles they ran into, how it was received, that kind of thing. So it was... It was interesting. I really like it.
And I'm not a movie and TV guy, but I really suggest The Marvelous Miss Maisel for anybody who has an attention span. The writing's really good.
Okay, that takes place in like the 20s, and she's trying to be a stand-up comedian.
I don't think it's the 20s, but it is older.
40s maybe.
I think it's like maybe even the 50s.
Okay.
And she is a stand-up comedian.
Okay.
It's really, really good. Like I said, if you have an attention span, if you do 1,000 things when you watch TV, it won't be good for you. There's a lot of dialogue and a lot of character building.
You need to pay attention to it.
Yeah, I think so, because there's little quirks about everybody.
That's kind of how I started watching Carnival Row, and that's kind of the same way.
She's awesome too. The one who plays Mrs. Maisel.
And that is Phoebe Waller-Bridge?
No. don't remember her name, but that's not it. Can you just click on the IMDb and get her name so I'm not a douchebag? She was also in House of Cards. Rachel Brohansen or something like that. That's still not right.
Scroll all the way back up. I think it said right up there.
It'll probably just, there it is.
Yep. Rachel Brosnahan. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, she's super good. But yeah, I do suggest that. Season 3 just hit. It's on Prime, in case I didn't say it. So if you get that free shipping, check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't, mm-hmm. whatever. You know, you're grown. Do whatever you want.
Watch what you want. Make your own choices.
Yeah, watch whatever shitty TV you like and let me watch whatever shitty TV I like.
I did get into a debate again about Christmas movies this year. So
Christmas movies are hot. Like Lifetime and Hallmark.
Yeah. But
they've built their entire like November, December around this.
Well, because that all started, there was a list where Gremlins was ranked before Die Hard on the Christmas movie list.
You really get in the feels about Die Hard.
And the thing is I have, here's my take on Christmas movies is, in order for a movie to be a Christmas movie, Christmas, the holiday, has to be integral to the plot, not just the setting. And the person I got in an argument said, well, I don't agree with that. And I said, okay, so you think Silent Night, Deadly Night is a Christmas movie? Which is about a killer, a guy who dresses up like Santa Claus and kills people.
That sounds like a Christmas movie.
And they were like, well, and I'm like, no, because your idea of a Christmas movie is the feel good, takes place at Christmas, lights, pretty, not killing. I get it. But the thing is Gremlins could take place over Easter. And it wouldn't change. You would literally need to change like two monologues in that movie.
That's probably the same for Home Alone, though. And I see Home Alone as a super Christmas movie.
I don't think so. Because
it could be over any holiday break.
I think Christmas has to... I think the holiday of Christmas allows for that confluence of events. Same as Die Hard. All those things couldn't happen without... Jingle All the Way is definitely Christmas. It's a Christmas present.
Gerald's got the movies pulled up. There's some real shit shows in here.
See? Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Yeah. Edward Scissorhands. It's also not something I would can be a Christmas
that's
movie.
That's not a Christmas movie. Because it has snow in it. See? Like the Santa Claus movies,
That's a Christmas-ass movie.
That's a Christmas movie.
Those movies are good. They don't hold up, though.
They don't hold up. But
you've had this Die Hard discussion like 5 times. You get real upset about it.
I know. I do. Because it is a Christmas movie and people say it's not. And that bothers me.
You take it really personal.
But see, I don't think that just the setting of Christmas makes something a Christmas movie.
Right.
Is the problem.
I don't really have a thought into it. I don't rank anything either. Eyes Wide Shut, though, I would think not a Christmas movie, more of a porn.
I wouldn't think it's, yeah, maybe a little softcore, possibly.
Yeah, a little Cinemax at Night.
Right.
Man, Rudolph, that's the most Christmas-ass movie ever. How's that not number one? Followed by the, is it due for a Rudolph remastered?
Probably.
Probably. Video games would have remade that shit already. We're top 10 here on this list that he found. Bad Santa's in the top 10, so I'm already concerned.
Scrooged.
There's Home Alone.
Yeah,
coming at number 5.
And I definitely believe that Home Alone is a Christmas movie. Because... Yeah.
I feel like It's a Wonderful Life is going to be number one.
Not a Christmas movie.
Boom.
Not a Christmas movie.
I was super right, though.
It's not a Christmas movie, though. Again, that movie could take place on a random Tuesday.
People love that movie.
It is a good movie. It also released in June, so wasn't intended to be a Christmas movie then either.
Let's move on.
Let's get out of it.
Die Hard's a Christmas movie, everybody.
Damn skippy.
Please don't change Dan's mind.
Oh, you won't.
Please don't try.
You can try.
Slide up in his DMs if you want to do that. Whoa, I got way too close to the mic right then. I made love to it.
You did. You slut. Yeah. You had a little Barry White slide going on. Slide.
Yeah, it smashed my face into it. I don't get excited. Slide
right up into my DMs.
Let's talk about the news while I can still talk.
Okay, get it going.
We'll start with the release dates for December. Yeah, we're a little bit late on this, but hell, we grown.
Better late than never.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of these are already out, and when I say a lot, I mean almost all of them. I'm going to let you run through the list.
Sure.
Because I need some water.
Gotcha. So we've got, on December 3rd, these were released, these games. Farming Simulator 20 for the Switch. The Halo Reach the Master Chief Collection for the Xbox One and PC. Life is Strange 2, Episode 5 for PS1, Xbox One, PC. Neverwinter Nights Enhanced Edition, PS4, Xbox One, Switch. Phoenix Point on the PC. Saga, Scarlet Grace, Ambitions, PS4, Switch, and PC. Terminator Resistance, PS4, Xbox One, PC. And those were all on the 3rd. On the 5th, we had Darksiders Genesis for the PC and Stadia. And Star Ocean First Departed R for the PS4 and the Switch. The very next day, on December 6th, we had Ancestors, The Humankind Odyssey for the PS4 and Xbox One, and Assassin's Creed, The Rebel Collection for the Switch. And now we're coming into upcoming games, since today is the 8th of December. On the 10th of December, we've got Call of Juarez, Gunslinger for the Switch, MechWarrior 5, Mercenaries for the PC, and last but not least, on the 17th for the PS4 and the PC, we have Wattam.
Right. Wattam's been a long time coming.
It has been. Except for, didn't Aliens Isolation release last week for the Switch?
I have no idea. This list comes from GameSpot, excuse me. So there could and probably are errors on it at times.
Apparently Darksiders Genesis costs more on the Stadia than it does anywhere else.
That seems right. it's a slow month. Also, for anybody curious, Farming Simulator is off cycle with Switch. So they make a Switch or whatever version, and then next year you'll get a proper version of Farming Simulator.
Mm.
So 19 is still the newest Farming Simulator for proper PS4, Xbox One, or Stadia, or PC. So I don't want anybody to get confused that the old version was just given away or anything like that. They're off cycle. So,
gotcha.
There's been one Switch version of Farming Simulator this entire time.
Right.
So the right. new one just came out, but there will not be a 20 for, it'll be a 21 for a proper Farming Simulator.
Gotcha. Hey, Gerald, real quick, can you just type in Alien Isolation Switch and see, I feel like that came out this week. Because apparently I've heard it actually looks better than it does on the PS4 on the Switch.
The Switch is a powerhouse, so.
This is what a lot of people is what all the reviews I've said. I thought that had already released.
It says available now.
Oh, no. It's available. It is available now. I think it's like $34.99 or $39.99 maybe. $34.99 for the Switch available now.
So there's a good chance that list is physical only?
Could be.
I don't know if that game came out physically, but there's a chance that may be what it is.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's the stuff that's out. Wattam, it will be charming. I don't know if it'll be good. Life is Strange, if you've been playing in Episode 5, you probably already know. That Terminator game probably sucks.
I actually I was going to play Life is Strange last night. I ended up playing Days Gone, but because I had to wait for the update for the other, to get all the other episodes. So I ended up not getting into it, but I was going. I was geared up. I played the first chapter, so.
I would like Farming Simulator 20 for the Switch, and I would like to play Ancestors of Humankind Odyssey, even though I hear that game's hot garbage. So
I've heard it's pretty bad, and I don't have a desire to play it. Call of Juarez Gunslinger is a weird one for the Switch.
Yeah. People really like those Call of Juarez games.
They do like those games, but weird.
All right, let's move on. This is the story I really want to get to in case I go all the way out. So we spoke about it a while ago. Rocket League, Psyonix, Epic, however you want to look at them, and made a statement that they were going to do away with loot boxes, and instead they were going to replace them with a blueprint system. Still a redemption system, still a chance of luck, but you know what you're getting when you buy it. And they introduced a new currency, which is credits. They did this to alleviate some of the issues with all the controversy surrounding loot boxes, obviously. And it launched. It came out.
It did.
And it's very expensive.
Oh my God, is it expensive?
It is very expensive. So in one update, they managed to basically take the collector's aspect out of Rocket League, which is why I think a lot of people, and maybe even myself, have stuck through it for so long, the goal to get everything you can get. For example, a set of import wheels will cost you like around $14, or exotic wheels, excuse me. A black market anything will cost you $20 to unlock.
$20.
So what happens is you click on a blueprint, it then tells you what the blueprint is for, and then you can pay to unlock that blueprint.
Yes.
So that's where the chance of luck still comes in, is you could get whatever from the blueprint. But then it's your choice on whether or not to spend the money on it. But everything ranges from basically a dollar up to $20.
Oh, and they're doing the... it's important to note that when you buy the credits, they're doing the awesome Xbox thing that Ryan has hated for years.
they're dumb as fuck. It's like $10 gets you 1,100 credits.
Yeah, so you're stuck with an extra 100 credits to do nothing with, because nothing is $100.
Or you're short 100 credits.
Yep.
Which means you then have to buy either two of the $10 packs or the $25 pack, which for some reason comes with 3,000 credits.
Yep.
It's garbage. I do not like... The blueprint system is fine. I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with the item shop. The prices have to be adjusted.
Yeah. My issue is, the prices have to be adjusted. It's not worth paying that much more just because I know what I'm going to get. But the thing is what they're doing is they're taking the Fortnite model, because people buy stupid shit on Fortnite for incredible, outrageously amounts of money.
Yeah, I think a character in Fortnite's $20. I mean, I think that's the going price.
Yeah. But, like, it's different for me, because I never really had the desire to run through and get everything. So this is even more super ridiculous for me, because there's no way I'm spending that kind of money. I had to buy credits to get the Rocket Pass.
Mm-hmm.
I have 100 extra credits left over. Those will sit there forever.
Right.
I have nothing to do with those, because I'm not going to spend that kind of money on... there's nothing I want like that.
Also want to be clear that I've spent a lot of money on Rocket League.
Oh, so have I. I bought keys.
And...
keys and Rocket Passes.
I am at a place now where, besides the Rocket Passes, because I think the Rocket Pass is still a good deal, I like that model. I'm not going to buy anything.
I stand by that. I'm with you 100%.
Yeah. I'm not going to spend any money at all. So if this model was to make more money, maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. But I guess maybe hats off to Epic because or Psyonix or whoever, because they got me away from spending money on this game.
Yeah. And I don't know. I'm curious. Do you think... I know it won't for you. At least I don't think it will for you. But part of the pull was getting a crate and opening it and seeing what you were going to get.
Right.
Do you think that's going to affect the traffic that plays the game? Because now it's literally just... if they don't want to spend the money, they're just playing the game.
I do think that there was a draw for people. For me, it won't, because the gameplay is what keeps me hooked.
Mm-hmm.
But it does fundamentally change, like, I can no longer approach that game thinking I'd like to try to get everything.
Right. So it's basically a changing the way you are going to view that game when you play it. It's literally about playing and winning now. It's not about, ooh, look at that. Because you've said it before. Where do you get, where do you get that splash?
Yeah.
Goal.
I mean, realistically, I probably have spent $5 a week on Rocket League since it's been out.
I haven't spent that much, but I spent minimum $15 a month.
Maybe not $5.
$10 a month.
Three.
Well, because it's $5 to get 5 keys.
Yeah, so it's like, what, $600 I've spent on the game since it's been out?
Yeah.
Over a 4-year span? And I don't have a problem with that. I'm not flexing on you guys. But my point is that was income that was guaranteed because I've been doing it this entire time.
Mm-hmm. And now that $600 has gone away.
I'm just not going to spend it. Like, the four of us that play, no one has spent any money.
No, and we're not. I don't think we're going to.
And three of the four of us always spent money.
Yeah.
Twitter, the forums. I mean, everything is on fire right now with people who are like, fix the pricing. No one seems to have a problem with the blueprint. Everybody seems to have a problem with the pricing.
Problem with the price.
The problem that scares me are that most people cannot vote with their wallet.
Right.
They don't agree with it. Did you hear that? It was like a hiccup burp.
I did. Apologize. It was weird. It's all
apologize.
Right.
Apologize. I'm going to leave all these in because I want you guys to know what I battled through to be here. I guess it's just so crazy because people are still going to pay these crazy prices.
And then complain about it.
And then still complain about it. What we have to do is we have to band together as a group, as a community, and not spend any money. Because if nobody spent anything, if no one bought anything but a Rocket Pass, and it's been going on for a week right now, let me tell you what, those prices would be adjusted.
Without a doubt.
Because they can't lose that much money compared to what they were getting before. I think realistically, the top end, the very highest end, and this is still a little absurd, cannot exceed $10.
I still think that's a little high.
It is a little high, but the argument I keep seeing is most people spent way more than $20 trying to get the thing they wanted out of a crate. And I don't disagree with that, but where I have the problem is you had a chance on the very first crate to get it for a dollar.
Right.
And they've taken away that chance.
Yep.
So this is not in support of loot crates. This is in support of fair pricing. I accidentally called them microtransactions and then felt the need to correct myself. This shit's so expensive. These aren't even microtransactions. Black market costs more than the fucking game to get a black market item.
Right.
The game is not $20 or is $20. So to get a black market decal in that game costs more than the game itself. I don't like it. Chaps
nope.
My ass. The game's
nope.
Still great, though.
The game is great. Love playing the game, but not buying anything.
And I actually really like this Rocket Pass, too. There's some cool stuff on this Rocket Pass.
Yeah, I looked through it.
Did you see the floppy fish goal explosion?
I did not. I did not see that.
I'm into it.
All I've got so far is the first car.
Yeah, the car is...
don't like.
Yeah, it's super flat. I don't care for it either.
But I'm having to play in it because I want that challenge.
Yeah, so, I like it. I like the game still. It doesn't break my passion with the game, but it did fix me spending money. So I'm, like, looking forward to what I'll do with that extra $150 a year. Or they can
blow
just
it
fix
on something
it.
Else.
Yeah.
I'll just blow it on something else.
You want to move on to the next story?
Sure. PlayStation's final State of Play of 2019 promises new game reveals. PlayStation announced that they're going to have a final State of Play of 2019 on Tuesday, December 10th at 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 Central. You can watch it live on Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Sony is promising around 20 minutes of new gameplay reveals, release date announcements, new gameplay footage, and more. They said, just don't expect anything related to the company's next-gen plans. It says a staying tight lip for right now.
So artwork for Resident Evil 3 Remake has leaked on the PlayStation Store. A lot of people assuming that that's one of the announcements.
I would assume so.
Curious timing because of the next story we'll talk about.
Mm-hmm. Very curious.
What will be revealed where, but do you think we see any first party announcements as far as game announcements?
The only one that's a maybe is Ghost of Tsushima.
But it's already announced. Is there anything that's going to be announced we don't know about, you think?
Oh, anything new?
Yeah.
Because Ghost of Tsushima, I thought you meant it doesn't have a release date. It's just been announced.
No, is anything going to be announced that we don't know about?
You know, I don't think...
That's first party, excuse me. I know they're saying here that something will be announced, but nothing first party,
so.
I don't think.
I don't think so. I think any first party announcements would be part of their next gen plans at this point. And they said they're not speaking about any next gen plans. Mm. So I don't think so. I think they're looking to finish out what you're going to get. And I think that's part of the curious timing is they're essentially going to lay out a 1 year roadmap before the PS5 comes out.
Yeah, you're going to get a release date for Dreams at the very least, because Dreams has been in early access this whole time. Everybody's saying like February, whatever it is, 14th or 20 or whatever. There's a date out there. People seem to think it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll get a Dreams release date. As far as announcements, I bet it is Resident Evil remake, the Resident Evil 3 remake, and there might be something else in there, the indie games, but I don't know that you're going to get a proper Sony-owned studio AAA exclusive announced.
Maybe a few VR things or something.
I'm into it.
But, yeah, I don't think you're going to see any major first-party announcements, no.
So, as Dan said, that's Tuesday, December 10th.
Yep.
You can watch it on Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook.
Yes. And then, oddly enough, 2 days later, Game Awards 2019.
Yeah, that's the weird part is it's a little cutthroat for Sony to do this.
Mm-hmm.
To do it 2 days before and promise reveals when, I mean, that's kind of what the Game Awards is doing. You know, they're trying to get out there in front of a mass audience and announce games.
Yeah.
And excuse me, they have promised 10 reveals at the Game Awards.
And they have said that all of those 10 games that will be revealed have not been leaked. So Resident Evil 3 will not be one of those reveals, according to Jeff Keighley, because it has been leaked.
Really like Jeff Keighley a lot.
I do like Jeff Keighley.
A lot of controversy surrounding this year.
Well, why is that?
Because he's best friends forever with Hideo Kojima, whose game was out like 3 days before the cutoff and was nominated for literally everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody just needs to calm down. It's a fake award. I mean, it's real, but I mean, it's all awards are kind of bullshit.
Right, exactly.
It's how a movie wins an Oscar, and you're like, I've never even heard of that movie. Yeah, you don't need to. They are buddies. Jeff Keighley doesn't nominate or vote. So, you know, there are select members of media who are allowed to vote in the Game Awards, mm-hmm. and there are people who get to vote. I think you're the obviously the media's votes are heavily outweigh the people's votes, but Jeff didn't rig the system.
No, he did not.
So, for whatever it's worth.
But, yeah, very odd timing for Sony to do that.
It's a little shitty.
It is, but Sony has said for a year now that they wanted to take control of their announcements, and maybe they didn't just mean E3. Maybe they meant across the board.
So, confirmed companies who are a part of the Game Awards are Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo, Google, Warner Brothers, Ubisoft, Valve, Rockstar, and Activision. So, Sony will be there in some sort of capacity, but for whatever reason, 2 days before, they're unveiling something.
Yeah.
And hey, it may not be as malicious as we think. It could be that Jeff Keighley runs a tight ship and there just wasn't more room for more announcements.
Right. It could be. Yeah, it could be anything.
I hope that Gillette Razor guy's back.
I don't. That guy's creepy. I like that guy. Fuck.
It was super great.
That hulked out razor?
Yeah, the dude was shredded. That razor was shredded, and it had like the 5 blade for the head. See if you can get a picture of the Gillette razor guy, Gerald.
It was weird. It was weird.
No, he was so ripped for no reason. He looked like Terry Crews And a Gillette.
Right, with a Gillette, head.
Yeah, it's pulling up people from the shaving.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe do the game awards. Gillette guy.
Or just put ripped.
How come that one guy is pointing the razor at you like a gun?
No, I don't know. Because he wants to show you the blade.
Yeah, look at him.
There he is.
Golly.
So weird.
There he is with Kojima, which is timely.
It is timely.
Oh, it was the Schick Hydro guy. Where's he looking out of, you think?
There's
that little groove in the center there at the bottom.
Yeah. Either there or right below the actual razor head. There's could like be a little piece of like black neoprene or yeah, something. Yep.
That's crazy. Yeah. That suit's wild. That suit's silly, some people might say.
It is silly.
So, yeah, we have State of Play on the 10th and Game Awards on
the 12th.
The 12th. So.
So weird.
Heavy week. Let's go to the next story.
Okay, this week, a new trailer for Ryan Reynolds' movie Free Guy is about a video game NPC. If you've played any games, you know the NPCs. You run them over, shoot them accidentally, rob them, all that stuff. Well, Ryan Reynolds in Free Guy is playing one of those NPCs. And basically, he grows tired of that day-to-day life of being robbed and shot and killed and hit by cars. So he decides to fight back. And very quickly, he realizes that he is actually an NPC in a video game. And then everything appears to go off the rails.
This movie looks silly also.
It looks super silly. I can't even say this movie looks good.
It looks silly.
I feel like I have to see this. I want to see this movie.
I will say from the promotional stuff, and I get that's why he's paid and everything like that, it looks like he's fully leaned into this movie.
Yeah, it does. Oh.
Did you hear that? That was a good one.
Did you die?
That was a good one.
Oof.
They had a real life event. He was doing some marketing in maybe Brazil or somewhere in the actual front row.
Yep.
Barricade flipped over.
Flipped over and fell.
I like seeing him getting flipped over. This car looks pretty good though.
When he gets hit by the two cars.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, so if you haven't, the trailer released yesterday for Free Guy. So if you haven't seen it, check it out.
He's like generic guy.
Yeah, he's just like generic NPC guy.
Yeah, and it's so chaos everywhere around him. Because that's how it would be if you were an NPC.
Right, if you're one of the NPCs in, GTA Online. It's just, yeah.
It just looks silly.
Doesn't it?
Here comes the car flip.
Yeah, it is going to be coming up pretty soon here.
Boom, boom. Oh. Yeah, that movie's silly.
I can't even tell you it's going to be a good movie. It could be the worst movie in the world. But it just looks, it's one I feel like I have to check out.
Yeah. I'll Redbox it. New guy, Ryan Reynolds. Is there a release date for it? Free Guy. Sorry. Free Guy. That's that shitty old movie.
Free Guy. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be in theaters July 3rd, 2020. So the day before.
Oh, damn. That's far away.
It is far away. But you can feel free to check that out over your 4th of July weekend.
It's true. CD Projekt Red has announced that it's ending Gwent for PS4 and Xbox One. However, they are going to let you transfer everything over to the PC. So starting on December 9th, I think that there is an update that will allow you to start transferring, that you can transfer the following: all collected ornaments, other currencies, cards, deck list, account level, current rank, Thronebreaker reward, and contracts. So, if you've played Gwent, this is more of a service announcement, but writing's on the wall. This probably has no player base on PS4 and Xbox One, which is why they're doing this, and they're just going to consolidate everything and shut down some servers.
Yeah, it's kind of more of a mobile experience, so
yeah,
they're just going to let it roll over to tablets and phones.
This next one's kind of a it's kind of a service announcement as well, because a lot of people, Valve announced Half-Life Alyx, which is a VR game.
Mm-hmm.
And it got people digging, doing a lot of digging. And what people noticed is that, 6 months ago or a year ago or whatever it was, Valve purchased Campo Santo, the team who made Firewatch, who was working on In the Valley of the Gods. Well, they announced that Half-Life Alyx was being developed, at least in some part, by the Campo Sampo team. And it got people digging, and they realized that everything on all sites and all social media had been scrubbed for In the Valley of the Gods.
Yes.
And now it's kind of come to light that apparently that game is on hold.
Indefinitely on hold.
So I just wanted to let everybody know, because there's a million articles that are like, is it gone? Is it not gone? This is what this person said. This is what that person said. It appears that that game is not a high priority right now. And that game looked cool. But
it did look cool.
When you're Valve and you buy a company very specifically to do the thing that you want to do, that's probably what you do.
Listen to this guy's, what's his name? Rodkin? Jake Rodkin, co-founder of Campo Santo. What he says is, developers from the former Campo Santo team have joined other projects at Valve, including Half-Life Alyx. You hear a lot about how at Valve you can work on what you want. It turns out that's true, and there's a lot of work available. As we integrated ourselves into Valve, it became clear there was a lot of valuable work to be done on Half-Life Alyx. Some of us started lending a hand and have since become full-time on the project as it approaches launch. So to answer your question, as of today, In the Valley of the Gods development is on hold, but it certainly feels like a project people can and may return to.
Also, Valve wrote this for me.
Yep. That's Valve that wanted like. You guys working on Half-Life Alyx.
We can work on whatever we want as long as it's whatever they tell us to work on.
Exactly.
Just so we're clear. We can do whatever we want, pick from this list. It's fine. I don't necessarily have to have In the Valley of the Gods. I'm sure people are excited about Half-Life Alyx. I would love to see that come to other platforms, and I don't believe it will. It is a VR from the ground up game, so,
Right.
It is what it is, but I just wanted to make that announcement. So moving on, YouTube's top 5 most watched games of 2019 have been revealed. And I would say that there's not a lot of surprises here. If you want to take that list, I'm going to cough real loud
sure.
One more time.
The most watched games on YouTube of 2019 were in order. Number 1, Minecraft. Number 2, Fortnite. Number 3, Grand Theft Auto 5. Number 4, Garena Free Fire. And number 5 was Roblox.
I don't even know what Garena Free Fire is.
I don't either, but it was the most... Probably no one else did either. That's why it was watched so much.
The 4th most watched video or game.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like some... Looks like some kind of battle royale game or. Yeah.
Producer Gerald's saying looking a lot like Fortnite. It's like a battle royale game. I never even heard of it.
Me either. Maybe it's just called Freeform or Free Fire or whatever. Freeform. Mm. That's different.
The most viewed creators of 2019. I'm only going to do the top 5 here. David Dobrik, Jelly, Pencilmation. Felipe Neto, and number 1 was PewDiePie with 4 billion views.
Mm.
So for all the people talking about how irrelevant he is.
Yep, he's staying busy.
Cashing
busy.
Those checks.
That's all it takes.
We've got some lists here. I don't want to do all these, but Apple also released their top App Store most downloaded games. There's most popular, top paid, top free, top paid iPad, top free games, blah, blah, blah. So I figured we just stick it to games. The top free games, 1 through 3 were Mario Kart Tour number 1, Color Bump 3D number 2, and Aquapark.io is number 3.
I'll tell
top
you
paid
what.
Games. Go ahead.
That says something about Mario, about the lasting power, the power of Nintendo to pull people in, because that game's been out for, what, 3 months?
Yeah, that game's crazy how many people download it. It was like 10 million in like the first day or something. Top paid iPhone games in order are Minecraft, number one, Heads Up, number two, and Plague Inc., number three. So I think we'll just stop there.
As far as that list goes. You don't want to do iPad games?
Nah. You want to do
it? Nope.
Okay, fuck them.
I don't like Apple products, so.
Fuck them. Google Play, I'm sure we'll release a list similar to this. I couldn't find it. When we hit it, we'll do it. We'll do the same for Switch, for PlayStation, for Xbox, and for Stadia if they release that info also. Because I think people like to know what people are buying.
They do.
So, that's all the news. Struggle was real.
Oof.
Yeah, feeling it. Feeling pretty. Feeling the burn. And that's not a vote for Bernie Sanders. That's my throat hurts. So I want to be clear. Saw a giant truck yesterday, and it had a giant sticker on the back that said "Feeling the Burn 2020."
Only it was spelled B-E-R-N.
Correct. It was misspelled.
Yes, it was. It was for Bernie.
Yeah.
For Mr. Senator Sanders.
Right. Yeah, that's how you should address him. If you see him in public, probably don't address him as Burn. Or do. You know?
Senator Sanders.
Colonel Sanders. Is that applicable?
It's not applicable, but it's better.
What if he came out in the full getup?
Oh my gosh.
Would that
be president?
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. If he came out with a $5 fill up in the hand and he was in full gear, you'd be like, I don't know. I'm going to vote for him, though.
I mean, here's the thing is the political world has turned into such a fucking cartoon over time.
You say lean into it.
You got to lean. Yeah, exactly. You got to lean into it.
There's
you
got to
lean into it. Just
there's a
whatever.
Chance we could run.
There's a chance we could
I don't want to close the door on that right now. I'm exploring options. We've put together a team, and we're just kind of seeing what the interest is like right now.
A committee. We're putting together a committee.
Right, a committee, right.
That's a committee. Mm-hmm. It's an exploratory committee.
Yeah, right. We just got some feelers out there, and we're kind of – we're not saying no is where we're kind of at. So
but we
anyone who's
help.
Curious.
Patreon.com/GamesDinge.
Yeah. We put a presidential tier on there. And there's a chance we're going to have to shut the campaign down if we don't get a lot of money soon.
Right, right. Presidential tier, yes. If we're president and you give to this tier, you get to be on our cabinet, one of our cabinet members.
Yeah. That's how this works,
that's allowed,
right? You're allowed
right?
to sell
that's
those,
how that
right?
Works, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Let us know out there.
No, the FBI is going to be in my door in like half an hour.
Probably. If there's any super PACs, listen and let us know.
Right.
This really took a turn here at the end. I didn't know we'd be running for political office today.
I didn't see it coming either, but
yeah.
Hey, like you said, lean into it.
Yep. So we're going to stitch America back together. So just get ready for those signs.
Uh-huh.
They're coming. I wear Colonel Sanders suits. It makes less sense for me to do it, but I will.
It does. Yes, it doesn't have the same ring.
Right, if I just had it on there, I'd go, why are you dressed like Colonel Sanders? Right?
Well, yeah,
because of Bernie.
Like with Bernie Sanders, if he came out, it'd be like, oh, I get it. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But
I also don't think he ever means to be funny. Also,
I don't either.
I want to be clear on that. This would be our dream, not his. But I would wear one if it meant being president.
You want to be president?
Elect. I'd see how it shook out.
Oof, not me. I don't think.
I'll make a statement that I think it's less work than what I do daily.
Oh.
Look at that bad Colonel Sanders one you can buy. The ones you can buy look shitty.
Yeah, the ones you can buy do look shitty.
It's like a $3 suit, you know?
And it's like, hey, I already have one of those.
I love that KFC reinvented themselves.
Yeah,
like they get every 2 weeks they just have somebody different playing Colonel Sanders. Like Reba did it for a while. Mm-hmm. Like they don't even make sense anymore. And they're so like over the top where his arms will stretch out or he's got three arms. It's just creepy.
Oh, wow.
That makes me uncomfortable. That's a gentleman having sex with a bucket of chicken. And I don't like that at all.
Nope. That's not me.
Look at that. That's good. That's real good, too. That's Colonel Sanders in a Spider-Man getup. It's like a Spider-Man onesie.
Onesie? It's a Spider-Man one. Oh.
Oh, those are like anime KFC and anime McDonald's.
That's awesome. Man, people do some amazing thing with cosplay.
Or hentai.
Hentai has different.
We don't know what's about to happen, though.
It's not hentai. There's no tentacles.
Yet.
There, no, I don't think there will be.
Somebody went to Sun Made Raisins. I don't like that at all. That's Wendy. That's attractive Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
With a less attractive Colonel Sanders. This has got like a flat top.
He does. Yes. Yes.
Is that Harry and Henderson or is that just Squash right there in the middle? Squatch.
That's Sasquatch.
That's a Jack Link Sasquatch.
There's a Dragon Ball Sanders.
I'm not upset at that either, if I'm being totally honest. There's a Santa Sanders.
Nah.
It's like a Shredder looking.
Yeah, it does look like Shredder, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have made Colonel Sanders relevant in a really funny way.
Yeah.
And they seem to be like super self-aware.
Yeah, they're in on the joke.
Yeah, that their mascot is like, you know, 100 years old white, probably racist dude.
Right.
And they've just leaned totally into him being just a almost like a joke. Also,
yeah,
KFC's legit too.
Oh, you're a KFC fan?
We've covered this. They have the best chicken sides. I don't know if their chicken ranks the best. I like Popeye's chicken better, but their sides are to die for.
Yeah.
So we're going to, that's it. That's the whole show. Shout outs are going to be quick this week. Remember, if you want a shout out, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. And they're going to be short because we received a text message yesterday.
Oof.
With a photo in it. And Thomas, longtime friend of ours, longtime friend of the show, longtime listener, and his lovely wife welcomed a healthy baby girl into the world.
And she is a beautiful baby girl there, Thomas.
So congratulations to you. We are now a two-time uncle.
Yes, we are.
So that's a pretty big deal for us. The family reunion's getting kind of large. We are super pumped for you, and really excited, and you guys are going to do great. The other shout out comes from Zach, and, we'll keep that simple. And that Zach is also going to send his congratulations to Thomas, because really that's where all the focus of everybody who listens should be, is on Thomas and his family, because that's exciting times. It is their first child.
Yep.
And, we wish them nothing but the best.
We do. Best wishes to you and yours.
Yep.
I'm sure you guys will do great. what I know.
Thomas like fashion, he sent me player 3 loaded in with the pitcher. He sent, guess what, player 3 loaded in and sent me a pitcher in the most Thomas like fashion imaginable. And it was super
perfect.
Cool.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, and they're adorable as a family. And I know we make a lot of jokes here, but we love when you guys share a little bit of real life with us. And, we really do think about you guys as like friends, family.
Yes, we do.
Whatever you want to look at it like. So really excited for everybody. And so is Zach. Zach is also very excited for Thomas.
And that wraps up our shout outs for this week.
That's it. That is it. How would you rate my voice, 0 to 10, 10 being the best, 0 being the worst?
Actually, honestly, I would put it about a 6. It wasn't
I'll
real
take
bad.
It. Yeah, I'm pretty pleased with that, because I was a solid 3.5.
And Gerald says a 7.
All right. Lucky 7. 7 so, up, yeah. Make 7 up yours.
Up yours.
Remember that? Make 7 up yours.
Uh-huh.
There used to be those fun ad campaigns. Whoa, I punched the table. Make 7 up yours was funny, and then the Kmart might have been the best, where I just shit my pants.
Yes.
I shit my drawers.
I ship my drawers. I ship my pants. Yep.
Because they had free shipping. You get it?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I just...
I missed that part. I'm sorry.
Explain I can ship all again. Of this. I just shipped everything. Those were good commercials. Rest in peace, Kmart.
I shipped everywhere.
Mm-hmm. You are gone, but you are not forgotten, Kmart.
Oof, yeah, they're in a real bad place.
You have Kmart still? Ours all shut down. So did Sears.
I think there's one. All the Sears are shut down, but I think there's one Kmart left in our area.
He pulled up some Kmarts.
I did hear Toys R Us is making a comeback.
Is it Jeffrey's Toy Palace or whatever now?
I don't know.
Yeah, they rebranded it to Jeffrey's something.
Okay, but one, I think one just opened somewhere. The first one. Like New Jersey, maybe?
Oh, yeah. It looks like all the Kmarts that are left are concentrated in like the Northeast.
Yeah, apparently ours is closed too because I don't see it on that list. So.
Oh, wow. That is all of them.
Yeah.
That is every. What's that? The most southern one there. What is that? Where's that at? That one right there. Can you see? That's too tiny for me.
Ooh. That's just outside of Nashville.
Mount Juliet still has a Kroger. Or, fuck, Kmart. I cracked all the way on that one. Lebanon. I go to Lebanon. I'm not aware that there's a Kmart there.
You are now.
Yeah, I'll have to find that bitch and take some pictures with it. It's like a unicorn. Or Bigfoot. They're hard to find in real life.
They are hard to find.
Where do you stand on Bigfoot?
Me?
Yep.
I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't say for sure.
Gerald, where do you stand on Bigfoot?
He's going to go with yes, I would think.
Could, yes. Do you think Bigfoot could exist? Okay. He went with not now. Not a lot
not now. They don't exist.
Safe answer is what I'll say he went with.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think Bigfoot's real? No.
No. You don't believe in ghosts or...
anything.
Sea monsters.
I'm no fun to have the conversation with.
The Jersey Devil. The Wendigo. No.
Yeah.
The Wendigo. None of those.
Nope.
What about Chupacabra?
Nope.
Nope. I don't know. I like Chupacabra. I think he's my favorite fictional... urban legend character, Chupacabra, just because I like saying Chupacabra.
It does roll well. I don't believe in all that. I think there's too many people and everybody has a phone with a camera on it. If they exist, you would see them.
It would have happened at this point.
Yeah. So call me a skeptic or an asshole or whatever, a non-believer. But skeptic. Every piece of footage that shows up is like doctored or looks fake as fuck.
Well, even now, even if it was a real picture, everyone would say it was doctored. So even if it was a real picture, you still wouldn't know.
It's like every time they find one, though, they're like, oh, it's a chupacabra. And they're like, oh, no, it's not. It's a coyote with mange.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it always ends up being something like that where you're like, well, damn it. Now I just feel bad. So, yep. You know, that's not fair. A believer. Don't that's write fair. In and let us know. Don't let us know.
No. Please don't.
Or you could say I believe or I don't, but don't go into it. Don't try to change our mind. I like my mind changed, not on Bigfoot.
That doesn't happen. Yeah.
Look at that. Chupacabra.
Yeah. The chupacabras look good, man.
They're all dogs and cows. That one's got that hunch. That third one, second picture, third row. It's got that weird hunch. It's got them cat ears, too. It's like a sphinx cat. Sphinx
Chupacabra.
Cat.
What about Wendigo?
Mm-mm. But it does remind me of Until Dawn, which I am into.
The Wendigo? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's where I stand on that. Until Dawn, good game. Wendigo, fake.
Got it.
Yep.
I don't know.
That's going to do it for us, Skeptics and Sore Throats, episode 360. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll call it something.
That might work.
Yeah, we'll call it something. I hope by next week to have made a full recovery.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, that's the plan. because it's hard to work like this. It's hard to even have a conversation like this.
Mm-hmm.
The only surprise or fun part of it is I don't know when I open my mouth from time to time if anything will come out.
Or what noise will come out, right?
Yeah, like you've ever had a throat like that where you're like, I don't know. Like sometimes it sounds better than others, but I haven't talked in 5 minutes, so let's just try it out. Let's just see what happens. So that's kind of where I'm at. If you celebrate the Christmas, you should start shopping. Because shit's already starting to get crazy out. So
yep, be sure
safe.
Is. Oh,
shop my. Online, be safe. And that's going to do it
you
for us.
You could do that, yeah.
Yeah. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.